This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Continuing coverage on the long-standing issue of New York City's proposed ban on polystyrene materials, more commonly referred to as the trademark styrofoam, like food containers, has come to fruition. In a recent New York Times article entitled, "Under New York City Rule, It's the Packaging, Not the Food, That's to Go," the issue's developments are explained, stating that, quote, nearly 2 years after former Mayor Bloomberg first proposed banishing the material in his final State of the City address, de Blasio's administration officials are expected to announce on Thursday that they have completed the deed. Beginning on July 1st, food establishments will be barred from using plastic foam cups or containers, compelling purveyors of curbside cart fare and Chinese takeout, among others, to find alternatives. The sale of packing peanuts within the city limits will also be prohibited, though the peanut-laden parcels can still be shipped to New Yorkers from elsewhere. This issue has long been on the city docket for some time now, stemming from environmental supporters like the NRDC, the NYC Sanitation Commissioner, as well as pressure from other major cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland that have already enforced a similar ban. Many claim there are better alternatives for packaging than the popular foam, and the disuse of the substance will only benefit waste management. But efforts to rid the city of polystyrene had previously met fierce opposition from Dart Container Corporation, one of the largest makers of plastic foam products, and the American Chemistry Council, a trade group that aggressively lobbied city officials and council members. In December 2013, just before Mayor Bloomberg left office, the city council passed a compromise measure that gave foam defenders a year to prove to the sanitation commissioner that dirty foam could be collected, recycled, and sold in an economically viable way. However, this was not proven to be an effective method, and hence the ban moved forward. But is this the whole story? We have Jenny Romer, recycling expert and founder and director of PlasticBagLaws.org, on the line for further insight on what exactly this ban means for food vendors and the city alike. Let's start here. So what are your thoughts on the ban?
I think that it's great. I worked really hard with a lot of other environmental groups in the city to pass this, to convince the city council to pass this legislation back in November 2013. So it's great to see it actually going into effect, or that we've heard from the mayor that it will, in fact, be going into effect in July.
So, you know, some people are claiming that banning styrofoam makes no sense. It's only going to replace that waste with other plastic waste. Do you think that's going to be a problem?
No, there are plenty of other things that styrofoam can be replaced with that are much better for the environment and for human health. Styrofoam is very unique in that because it is just such a cheap product, it's been used for a long time to insulate food, but it's being researched for connections with human health issues. And then in the environment, because it is so so light, it tends to end up as windblown litter, and it gets into the waterways. I did a river cleanup on the East River last year, and a lot of what we saw were various types of styrofoam, mostly food service packaging and peanuts, and both of those are what the ban applies to.
Got you. And the next question here is, you know, some contend that if styrofoam's banned, the plastics recycling in New York City will need to step up to accommodate the substituted packing. Is that feasible?
Yes. Well, right now, the thing is, what was decided yesterday is that styrofoam is not recyclable. Rigid forms of plastic are. So right now what's happening is that a lot of people throw their styrofoam into recycling, and then that just kind of clogs up the recycling system because it's so light. But Sims Recycling just opened a brand new facility in Brooklyn that is really state-of-the-art and is great at sorting various types of plastics and baling them up and selling them. But they found that there's no market for used food service styrofoam, and so that's why that is no longer allowed to be used. But other types of plastics, there is a market for, and so those can still be used, particularly, well, we can talk about what types of plastics if you want.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so when you say plastics, it means there are a huge variety of different types of resins. So most people just look at a plastic and think it's all the same. But really, the clear plastics that you see generally are number one, which is PET, or number six, which is polystyrene. And so number six is just a rigid version of what we call styrofoam, expanded polystyrene. And the number ones have a big domestic market, and number six is pretty much just gets shipped overseas. So if you're at a bodega or something like that and looking at a iced coffee cup or a salad bar container, and you can look at the bottom and see, is it a number one or a number six? If it's number six, you know that it's probably going to be recycled domestically. If it's not, then it will probably not be recycled domestically. And personally, I will not use number sixes because I'm a recycling weirdo.
And I mean, Jenny, like, you know, this is a fight you've been fighting for a while. What's this journey been like for you? And I mean, what kind of sense of, you know, achievement do you have right now?
I feel great. I was nervous about the decision because when this legislation was passed back in 2013, the only way the city council could really get it through to get enough votes was to add in this language that if the manufacturer could prove that the product was recyclable, and they included the language where it had to be recycled in an environmentally effective, economically feasible, and safe for employees type of way, that it would have to be recycled available to be recycled curbside, and it wouldn't be banned. And so that company, Dart, spent a ton of money on conducting tests and lobbying efforts. And so I was nervous that even though they've not been able to recycle this anyplace else, that they used food service, EPS, I thought that, you know, there might be a chance that they could get away with it. But luckily, the sanitation commissioner and the mayor decided yesterday that styrofoam, or expanded polystyrene is the official term, is not recyclable in New York City. So it'll be banned starting in July 2015. So it's a huge sense of accomplishment.
Awesome, Jenny. Well, thank you for your time and all the work you do advocating for these sorts of things. And, you know, we'll check back in with you soon.
Great. Thanks, Beth.
With a report from Liz Smith, this is Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.